This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The people have spoken. That's how Democrat Raphael Warnock is describing his victory in Georgia's U.S. Senate race.
Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock will serve six more years in the U.S. Senate. Warnock beat Republican challenger and football legend Herschel Walker in Tuesday's runoff election.
Are you ready, Georgia? I'm ready. Stand up for workers. Stand up for women. To stand up for our children. I'm ready to build a stronger Georgia.
The Democrats' new outright majority in the Senate means they'll no longer have to negotiate a power-sharing deal with Republicans and won't have to rely on Vice President Kamala Harris to break tie votes. I'm Donna Warder.
As for defeated Republican Herschel Walker, he told supporters last night in Atlanta he's not going to make any excuses, and he had this message for them.
I don't want any of you to stop dreaming. I don't want any of you to stop believing in America. I want you to believe in America and continue to believe in the Constitution and believe in our elected officials most of all.
Herschel Walker last night in Atlanta. Former President Trump calls it a witch hunt.
Donald Trump's company has been convicted in an executive tax dodge scheme. A New York jury has found two corporate entities at the Trump Organization guilty on all 17 counts. The organization had been accused of being in on a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks like rent-free apartments and luxury cars.
The AP's Sagar Magani. The company faces a fine of up to $1.6 million. Donald Trump himself was not on trial. This morning, China rolled back rules on isolating people with COVID and dropped virus test requirements for some public places. This is AP News. Word that a church destroyed in the 9/11 attacks is now again welcoming visitors.
A Greek Orthodox church that was destroyed in the September 11th attacks is reopened to the public at the World Trade Center site in New York. Parish Council member Olga Pavlakis says the reopening of St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church and National Shrine is very emotional.
It's been a long time coming, 21 years, a lot of hardships, a lot of ups and downs, but we finally made it.
The church now overlooks the Trade Center memorial pools and an elevated park. Michael Saros with the Friends of St. Nicholas says the shrine completes the Trinity at Ground Zero.
You have the museum, you have the reflecting pools, but now faith has been restored to Ground Zero.
People from all faiths are invited to pray and meditate. I'm Ed Donahue.
Look at these gas prices. Gas is down to $3.35 a gallon this morning, down 15 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.